Special report, Virginia Beach shooting rampage. Virginia Beach police say they have identified the suspect in the shooting that left 12 dead, but have not released his name because they haven't been able to notify family members. Police Chief James Severa said Friday night that when he does release the name, it will only be once. He said after that, he will be forever referred to as the suspect, because our focus now is the dignity and respect of the victims in this case and to their families.
The folks who work in that building, their lives have changed. I have a number of officers right now who are processing through what best could be described as a war zone. Their lives are going to be changed.
Severa said the suspect was a longtime employee of the Public Utilities Department when the initial call of an active shooter came out to veteran detectives and two canine handlers from Special Operations immediately responded. I'm Barton Eckert. The National Weather Service in Little Rock says a levee near the Arkansas capital city has failed and flash flooding is expected. The Weather Service said late Friday in a tweet that the breach was in North Little Rock. Movie news, a legend in the 70s marking a final chapter.
All these years I've kept my secrets. But the time has come to face my past. And if it comes looking for me, they will welcome death.
When will people learn to leave John Rambo alone? Sylvester Stallone returns as the Vietnam vet for the fifth and possibly final time in Rambo Last Blood. The first trailer just dropped. The carnage arrives in theaters September 20th in Hollywood.
The choice of a lawyer. The choice of a lawyer is an important decision and should not be based solely on advertising. Sponsored by Case Legal Media.
Attention. This is an important message for anyone that has been diagnosed with cancer after being exposed to Roundup or other weed killers. The Internal Agency for Research on Cancer warned that overexposure to Roundup and other weed killers may increase the risk of developing non-Hodgkin's lymphoma. Monsanto, the manufacturer of Roundup, may have known that Roundup and other weed killers were likely linked to organ damage and cancer. This information was hidden from the public as proprietary trade secret since 1981. And Monsanto may have failed to warn of the potential risk of cancer. If you or a loved one has been diagnosed with cancer after being exposed to Roundup or other weed killers, you may be entitled to significant compensation.
Call us now at 800-716-0457. Our network of attorneys are ready to fight for you. You'll pay nothing unless there's a recovery in your favor. Call now for a free consultation at 800-716-0457. You must protect your legal rights. Call 800-716-0457. Again, 800-716-0457.
Midwestern farmers say they're enduring a tough spring planting season. More from correspondent Scott Carr.
Corn and soybean farmers in particular say the trade dispute between the U.S. and China and seemingly endless storms this year have meant they've been struggling with low prices and haven't been able to plant most of this year's crops. President Trump promised $16 billion in aid, but that's led to confusion since details about the payments won't be released until later. In the 18 states that grow most of the nation's corn, only 58% of the crop had been planted as of last week, a far cry from the 90% that would ordinarily be planted. In states that grow nearly all of the soybeans, less than half the normal crop's been planted. Farmers have even taken to Twitter, creating a #NoPlant19 hashtag to commiserate with each other and share photos of their swamped fields. I'm Scott Carr.
Heading into the weekend, Wall Street ended on a down note on Friday, the Dow down 355 points. I'm Barton Eckert.
Thinking about life insurance? What if you could make one free phone call and learn your best price from nearly a dozen highly rated price competitive companies? Well, that's exactly what happens when you call SelectQuote Life. For example, George is 40. He was getting sky-high quotes from other companies because he takes meds to control his blood pressure. But when I shopped around, I found him a 10-year, $500,000 policy for under $25 a month. I'm SelectQuote agent Dan Savino. And believe me, if SelectQuote isn't shopping for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 800-890-6688. That's 800-890-6688. 800-890-6688. Or go to SelectQuote.com. Since 1985, we shop, you save.
Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price could vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all states.
Problems now in Maryland with an accident on 95 southbound right at Powder Mill Road. Right now, it looks like they've got all lanes temporarily stopped with this accident. Again, that is right at the exit for Powder Mill Road, Maryland 212. An earlier accident in the district on Benning Road eastbound over Kenilworth Avenue has cleared, and an earlier wreck northbound 270 near Shady Grove Road has cleared. Your lanes are open. Watch for construction right now northbound on 395 between Seminary Road and King Street in the center of the roadway.
Sundays on WMAL, starting at 5 a.m., it's VA Sunday Magazine. At 5:30, hear the Chris McKay Show. At 6, it's Purity Products. And at 6:30, Chris McKay returns. At 7, it's Heroes Talk Radio with Dave Ahrens. At 8, it's the Eric Stewart Show pointing you home. And at 8:30, it's Senior Solutions. Hear the Wise Investor at 9, the Del Wamsley Show at 10, the Underwriter's Corner at 11, Dr. Tom Rozelle live at noon, Right on Retirement at 1, Purity Products at 2, and then again at 3, and Real Estate Today at 7 p.m. on WMAL.
Income for life, guaranteed. For details, tune into The Retirement Keys, Saturdays at 2 on WMAL.
Your heart says style, but your family says SUV. At Mercedes-Benz of Arlington, you can find both in one. Talk to our expert staff and browse our vast selection of SUVs, the nimble GLA, powerful GLC, adventurous GLE, and elegant GLS. Family owned and operated for 80 years, we make car buying convenient and relaxing. That's because we're focused on one thing, Mercedes, just Mercedes. And when you love something, it shows. Visit justmercedes.com.
Everybody's different, so shouldn't our rides be different too? Consider Reach a Ride, created for people like you and the ones you love. Find options in public transportation, curb-to-curb service, private or wheelchair-accessible taxis, and more. Get where you want to go with Reach a Ride. Relax, you can find a ride. Visit reacharide.org. That's reacharide.org. Or call 1-855-REACH-A-RIDE from 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. Reach a Ride, for rides within reach.
Listen to what Chris said about Andro 400.
I've lost almost 40 pounds in 10 weeks. My son was getting married, and when I went for the suit fitting, I was a size 48. And when I went back to do the final fitting, I was a 44. I have more energy, that's for sure. I probably lost 4 inches around my belly. I'm 57, and I'm back when I was in my 30s.
Here's what Dwayne said about Andro 400.
This product really works. I'm an old guy, and I don't trust nobody. I've tried all kinds of stuff. It's one of the few things I've ever bought that works. I couldn't believe it. I feel better. I have more energy. I walk 12 miles a day. I feel great. It changed my life. It really has. It's really incredible.
Guys, if you'd like to lose belly fat, gain energy, and feel great, try Andro 400, the safe, natural, and affordable way to boost your testosterone. Go to andro400.com or call 888-400-0435, 888-400-0435. Andro400.com.
Now, the Saturday morning update. 105.9 FM. And AM 630.
This is the Saturday morning update. I'm Rick Fowler. Jeff Wolf is behind the console. Jane Houghton is our producer this morning. And we do have a lot to cover. Of course, we're going to lead things, though, with the situation in Virginia Beach. And by now, I'm sure you have heard that a longtime city employee shot and killed 12 people, injured at least 4 others after he opened fire late Friday afternoon in the Public Works building in Virginia Beach. Police said officers killed the man. It happened in the Municipal Center in Princess Anne. It's a campus of about 30 brick colonial-style buildings. The 4 that were injured were all in surgery on Friday. One officer was shot during the exchange, but he was saved by his bulletproof vest. The mayor of Virginia Beach, Bobby Dyer, summed it up this way.
Right now, we're focusing on the families and the friends of this tragedy, and we're getting counselors and chaplains, and it's an overwhelming outpouring from the community to want to help somehow.
And the mayor went on to say that it was the most devastating day in the history of Virginia Beach. Now, the police chief described what happened. This is Chief James Cervera, and he explained what happened when the officers went in.
They immediately made entry into the building. Due to the sound of gunfire, they were able to locate the floor in which the suspect was committing his carnage. They immediately engaged with the suspect, and I can tell you that it was a long gun battle between those four officers and that suspect.
And we will have continuing coverage throughout the morning. John Matthews is here in the WMAL newsroom and will keep us posted on that situation in Virginia Beach. And the governor of Virginia, Ralph Northam, said that he was devastated by the shooting and said in a statement that he was in Virginia Beach with law enforcement officials, said the entire state is devastated by the tragic shooting, said he decried the unspeakable, senseless violence. The White House issuing a statement saying that President Trump had been briefed on the shooting and continues to monitor the situation. Democratic presidential hopefulsNew Jersey Senator Cory Booker, South Bend, Indiana Mayor Pete Buttigieg, and also California Senator Kamala Harris were among those who condemned the shooting on Friday. There's plenty to cover around the globe this morning as President Trump will be headed to the United Kingdom. He'll be spending several days in the UK, meeting with both the Queen and other members there who will be involved in the transition from Prime Minister Theresa May's exit after Brexit. And the president has weighed in on the situation in the UK in the political side. We're going to be spending some time on that this morning. We have the latest on the new tariffs that the president is proposing for Mexico and that situation and what the political aspects of that are domestically as well as with Mexico and other of our allies. So we've got that tariff situation to cover. Now, there's been so much talk this week about the Robert Mueller press statement. Some of us have called it a press conference. It was more of a statement because he did not take any questions. And it prompted an interview with the Attorney General, Bill Barr. And we want to feature some of that for you, too, this morning. We'll get some of the other reaction from members of the House and Senate as to the latest on whether they will move forward on impeaching President Trump. That is a hot topic du jour as well. So we have plenty to cover for you on the Saturday morning update. We'll be joined by Cheryl Atkinson later on this morning. She has some thoughts on the Mueller press statement. KT McFarland will be joining us and give us a kind of a look at what's going on in the European Union as well as Great Britain. And we'll also talk with KT about the China trade situation and also the Mexico tariffs. So plenty to cover with KT McFarland coming up this morning. John Gizzi will have a read on the Robert Mueller press conference or press statement, as we say. And also John will be talking about the situation in the UK as the president is preparing to depart tomorrow for Great Britain. Lieutenant Colonel Tony Schaefer joins us, and he's had a close eye on the investigation of the investigators. Also, John Bolton, National Security Advisor, is talking about the evidence behind the attack on the tankers in the Gulf. You may have heard about that last week. And John Bolton says Iran is behind it. He's got the evidence. We'll present it to the United Nations this week. And Tony will have his read on the Mueller statement and, again, the investigation of the investigators. So we have a lot to cover on the Saturday morning update. First off, we're going to check traffic and weather. Michelle Murray's in the WMAL Traffic Center.
Problems in Maryland and Prince George's County on southbound 95 at 212, where all lanes remain blocked with a serious accident. Again, that is southbound. It's after the ICC as you make your way towards 212, so do keep that in mind and plan alternate routes at this time. Keep in mind also there is a construction zone northbound on 395 between Seminary Road and King Street. Looks like right now they're in the two center lanes, so it do allow for extra travel time there as well. Now from GarageRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
It's going to be partly cloudy today, and we do have a chance of showers this afternoon. We'll be up in the 80s. Looking ahead to tomorrow, we're looking for partly cloudy skies, chance of afternoon thunderstorms. Again, the highs will be in the 80s. In Washington right now, we're at 79, and we're heading up to 86 this afternoon. 6:15 now on the Saturday morning update.
Washington's Mall, WMAL, where Washington comes to talk.
So we want to talk a little bit about the response from Bill Barr, the Attorney General, to Robert Mueller's statements. And, of course, it just created a firestorm of controversy again about whether they will seek impeachment in the House of Representatives and kind of interpretations of the Mueller report. Robert Mueller says that if he were to testify, he really has nothing more to say. He says it all in the report. There was controversy on this whole notion of the Office of Legal Counsel and the longstanding policy that you don't indict a sitting president. And there's a, kind of, I think, a discrepancy because the Attorney General, William Barr, says he was told three times by Robert Mueller, he asked the question three times, did that policy affect whether you would move forward with any charges against the president? And according to Bill Barr, Robert Mueller had said no, that longstanding policy did not influence the fact that, that they did not bring a charge against the president. But Robert Mueller did reference that OLC ruling when he did his press statement the other day and said that did have an impact. So it was a little bit of a question mark there. And the Attorney General was in Alaska at the time. Jan Crawford at CBS traveled there, sat down with the Attorney General, and we have some clips from that interview because I like to dwell on the Attorney General because he's really going to be the key guy here as all of this moves forward in terms of the investigation of the investigators. And it's, wow, the controversy that this has kicked up in this country again after that was all starting to settle down. It's at a fever pitch. But anyway, this Jan Crawford sitting down with the Attorney General.
He said that he couldn't exonerate the president. You looked at that evidence, and you did. I mean, what's the fundamental difference between your view and his?
And the Attorney General went on.
As a matter of law, many of the instances would not amount to obstruction.
As a matter of law.
As a matter of law. In other words, we didn't agree with the legal analysis. A lot of the legal analysis in the report, it did not reflect the views of the department. It was the views of a particular lawyer or lawyers.
And the whole question as to whether the Attorney General feels that the special counsel should have reached a conclusion.
I personally felt he could have reached a decision.
In your view, he could have reached a conclusion.
Right, he could have reached a conclusion.
Well, I mean, he seemed to suggest yesterday that there was another venue for this, and that was Congress.
Well, I'm not sure what he was suggesting, but, you know, the Department of Justice doesn't use our powers of investigating crimes as an adjunct to Congress.
Lot of controversy about the term spying and the Attorney General's use of the word spying. He was asked about it.
You've testified that you believe spying occurred into the Trump campaign.
Yes.
You've gotten some criticism for using that word.
Yeah, I mean, I guess it's become a dirty word somehow. It has never been for me. I think there's nothing wrong with spying. The question is always whether it's authorized by law.
And here's an interesting exchange with the two.
Some former intelligence chief just said the president has made that word somewhat pejorative, that they're spying, that this is a witch hunt, this is a hoax. And so your use of that word makes it seem that you're being a loyalist.
You know, it's part of the craziness of the modern day that if a president uses a word, then all of a sudden it becomes off bounds. It's a perfectly good English word. I'll continue to use it.
And what I like about the Attorney General is he really tells it like it is. He's straightforward and had a wonderful reputation before he got into the White House, and now many, many people trying to tarnish that reputation. And there's the big question of the investigation of the investigators, and Jan Crawford asked him about that.
What have you seen? What evidence? What makes you think I need to take a look at this?
Like many other people who are familiar with intelligence activities, I had a lot of questions about what was going on, and I assumed that I'd get answers when I went in, and I have not gotten answers that are at all satisfactory, and in fact have probably more questions, and that some of the facts that I've learned don't hang together with the official explanations of what happened. I had a lot of questions about what was going on, and I assumed that I'd get answers when I went in, and I have not gotten answers that are at all satisfactory, and in fact have probably more questions.
And I think this is probably one of the key highlights. Very short clip, but it summarizes the Attorney General's feelings.
Some of the facts that I've learned don't hang together with the official explanations of what happened.
Well, that's a look at the Attorney General's interview, portions thereof, which was on CBS this morning on Friday. And it it kind of helps to chart a path as to where things are going to go next. And we'll have a lot more to cover on that this morning. Quick break, and then we're back with some of the sounds of the week. So stay with us here on WMAL on the Saturday Morning Update.
Mike Cappell here, serial entrepreneur. Patriot Software provides American businesses with easy, cloud-based, premium accounting software and full-service payroll for up to 100 employees. Business owners love the simplicity, the price, and our U.S.-based support. And accountants love the powerful capabilities. Check out our nearly perfect 5 out of 5-star ratings.
Keep your time and money.
Made in Florida, made for summer. Florida's Natural Lemonade has a variety of sweet and refreshing flavors, like lemonade with strawberry and lemonade with blackberry. And sweetest of all, Florida's Natural donates 100% of the profits from your purchase to the Alex's Lemonade Stand Foundation.
This is a special notice to all U.S. taxpayers. It's good news for all Americans who owe back taxes to the IRS or state and cannot afford to pay them back. The IRS is now making it easier to settle delinquent tax problems through a federal program called the Fresh Start Initiative. Due to the financial hardship many are facing throughout the country, qualifying for this program will settle your delinquent tax problem, end all collections, and may even reduce your back taxes by thousands of dollars. For this free information and to see if you qualify, call the hotline at People's Tax Relief by dialing 1-800-269-3394. If you owe back taxes and cannot afford to pay them, there's no need to worry. You may now qualify to settle your delinquent tax problems and save thousands of dollars. To see if you qualify and to get this important free information, call 1-800-269-3394. 1-800-269-3394. That's 1-800-269-3394.
Fast, reliable internet. Is that important to your business?
We couldn't work without it.
At Comcast Business, we go beyond fast with amazing solutions and a great deal.
What kind of solutions?
Well, how about automatic 4G LTE backup for complete reliability?
I like the sound of that. What else?
Powerful Wi-Fi that keeps your employees connected. And bandwidth you can allocate between your customers and employees.
I didn't know Comcast Business did that.
Oh, I'm not done yet. Advanced voice solutions at affordable prices. How about business TV that keeps customers entertained?
Okay, I'm convinced. But didn't you say something about a great deal?
Right now, get started with 25 megabit internet for $39.95 per month for 2 years when you add one voice mobility line. Plus, get free installation. Call 1-800-501-6000 today. Comcast Business. Beyond fast.
Offer ends 7/7/19. Restrictions apply. New business customers only. 2-year agreement required. Early termination fee applies. Equipment taxes and fees extra subject to change. Backup limited up to 8 hours.
So the president had some comments as he was walking out of the White House, headed to the chopper the other morning. And here's what he had to say on Robert Mueller, because this is kind of interesting. And this gives his side of things and where he thinks it's going.
It was, to me, the same as the report. And there's no obstruction. You see what we're saying. There's no obstruction. There's no collusion. There's no nothing. It's nothing but a witch hunt. This is a witch hunt by the media and the Democrats, their partners. And it keeps going. I thought it was finished when the report was released, but it goes on. And this, to me, it was the same, frankly, as the report. And he said, basically, it was the same as the report. I think Mueller is a true never-Trumper. He's somebody that dislikes Donald Trump. He's somebody that didn't get a job that he requested, that he wanted very badly. And then he was appointed. And despite that, and despite $40 million, 18 Trump haters, including people that work for Hillary Clinton and some of the worst human beings on earth, they got nothing. It's pretty amazing.
And then the president started talking about the investigation.
Why didn't he investigate Strzok and Page and McCabe and Comey and all the lies and Brennan and the lies and Clapper. The whole thing is a scam. It's a giant presidential harassment. And honestly, I hope it goes down as one of my greatest achievements, because I've exposed corruption. I've exposed corruption like nobody knew existed.
And, you know, reporters asking him questions, and then he brought up the insurance policy comments of Peter Strzok.
Why didn't he investigate Strzok and Page and McCabe and Comey and all the lies and Brennan and the lies and Clapper and the lies to Congress and all of the things that happened to start this investigation? Why didn't Comey come clean? Why didn't Comey come clean and say the things that he knows are fact? Why didn't Mueller investigate Comey, his best friend or his very good friend? And there's so many other things. Here's a question. This is a study of Russia. Why didn't they invest the insurance policy? In other words, should Hillary Clinton lose, we've got an insurance policy. Guess what? What we're in right now is the insurance policy.
So Mueller's statements certainly energize Democrats who are seeking impeachment. Nancy Pelosi has been trying to keep that debate in check, but this is somewhat indicative of where I would say the speaker is headed.
Nothing is off the table, but we do want to make such a compelling case, such an ironclad case, that even the Republican Senate, which at the time seems to be not an objective jury, will be convinced of the path that we have to take as a country.
And Nancy Pelosi making the rounds, doing Jimmy Kimmel Live the other night. And listen to Kimmel's stinger on the end of this.
As we go down this path, the American people will know the truth and the president will be held accountable. But you have to go down that path when you're as ready as you can possibly be. And you don't know that until you go down the path.
Will we be ready before the year 2020?
Yeah,
we will be ready? Okay, all right.
Ha, ha, ha. That's so funny. Now, John Ratcliffe is on the House Intelligence Committee, Republican from Texas, and he summarized his thoughts this way.
The bad news for Democrats is Bob Mueller is very clearly wrong on every level with regard to obstruction. But the biggest takeaway for me, Smitty, was what Bob Mueller said that just left me flabbergasted, when he said that if we had confidence that President Trump did not clearly commit a crime, we would have said so. And in that moment, what Bob Mueller did, whether he intended to or not, was to turn American jurisprudence upside down, to take the standard of innocent until proven guilty and reverse it. He muddied up President Trump because he said that President Trump didn't prove he was innocent. And I don't know if that's what he wanted the last chapter of the book of his public service to be, but that's what he said, and that's a bad ending. I don't think Bob Mueller should be allowed to literally take the money and run. I don't think he should be able to hold a press conference, make some veiled comments, and then walk away without answering questions. He did what prosecutors are not supposed to do. He did what I didn't think he would do. He repeated the same mistake that Jim Comey made. And so I find that disappointing and regretful.
All right. That's John Ratcliffe giving a different perspective, of course, than the Speaker of the House. A couple of quick notes. You may have heard that President Trump is threatening to impose tariffs on Mexico starting within about 2 weeks, a 5% tariff, and then it would increase 5% pretty much each month. And the president, having made frequent use of tariffs to try and force trade concessions from other governments, but this one involves a crackdown on illegal immigration. Here's how Sarah Sanders, the White House press person, summarized that.
We're asking Mexico to enforce their own laws to help stop the people coming in from Central America. We've seen a massive influx of people coming from that region, and they have certainly the ability and the legal authority in which to deal with it. And we're simply asking them to.
And we're going to spend a little more time on the whole issue of tariffs and trade with KT McFarland coming up in the 7 o'clock hour this morning. And one quick note, I just couldn't let this one go by. Hillary Clinton will serve as keynote speaker at Cyber Defense Summit. It is the Cyber Defense Summit 2019. FireEye is the company that announced it. We are pleased to announce the former U.S. Secretary of State Hillary Rodham Clinton will be a featured keynote at our FireEye Summit in October. Secretary Clinton will engage in an intimate Q&A keynote discussion. I mean, is she going to talk about bleach bit? What an oxymoron. Hillary Clinton serving as a keynote speaker at a cyber defense summit. I wonder if she'll have John Podesta there with her. It's 6:30. It is the Saturday Morning Update on WMAL.
Thinking about life insurance? What if you could make one free phone call and learn your best price from nearly a dozen highly rated price competitive companies? Well, that's exactly what happens when you call SelectQuote Life. For example, George is 40. He was getting sky-high quotes from other companies because he takes meds to control his blood pressure. But when I shopped around, I found him a 10-year, $500,000 policy for under $25 a month. I'm SelectQuote agent Dan Savino. And believe me, if SelectQuote isn't shopping for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 800-613-7416. That's 800-613-7416. 800-613-7416. Or go to SelectQuote.com. Since 1985, we shop, you save.
Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price could vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all states.
It is the Saturday Morning Update, and again, as we mentioned at the top of the program, authorities say that a longtime city employee wielding a .45-caliber handgun with a suppressor fatally shot 12 people on three floors of the municipal building in Virginia Beach before police shot and killed him. Four other people were wounded in Friday afternoon's shooting, including a police officer. His bulletproof vest saved his life. The police chief is James Cervera. He said the suspect engaged in a long gun battle with law enforcement officers. He says those officers gave the suspect first aid after he was shot, but that he did die on the scene. Cervera said Friday he would release the suspect's name after authorities had contacted his family, but would only mention the name once. He said after that, quote, he will be forever referred to as the suspect, because our focus now is the dignity and respect to the victims in this case and to their families. As we mentioned, President Trump is pushing past protests from U.S. businesses and Mexico on his threat to slap a 5% tariff on Mexican imports unless America's southern neighbor cracks down on Central American migrants trying to cross the U.S. border. The Mexican Prime Minister immediately boarded a flight to Washington, arriving in Washington last night. Unfortunately, many of the people that he would like to speak to will be headed to the United Kingdom for the president's trip to England, president leaving tomorrow. U.S. Acting Defense Secretary Patrick Shanahan is describing China's actions to steal technology from other nations and militarize man-made outposts in the South China Sea as a toolkit of coercion. Shanahan is warning an international security conference in Singapore. He's speaking there today, warns that the artificial islands could become toll booths. He did not specifically name China in parts of his speech, but he made clear who his target was. He says the U.S. is willing to cooperate with China, welcomes competition, but behavior that erodes other nations' sovereignty and sows distrust of China's intentions must end. He says the U.S. is committed to the region and investing in programs to secure it. Shanahan also told reporters yesterday he would use the speech to the conference to criticize Beijing's use of coercion to advance its interests. 6:34, Saturday Morning Update, and it's time for a check of the traffic and weather, and Michelle Murray's in the WMAL Traffic Center.
Problems continue in Maryland on 95 southbound at Maryland 212, where all lanes remain blocked with a serious accident. The medevac helicopters left the scene, but all lanes still remain blocked. Rock. Now on 395 in Virginia, northbound between Seminary Road and King Street, keep in mind there is construction in the two center lanes. Stay to your right and left to get by that. And on the George Washington Parkway northbound between Turkey Run and the Beltway, the right lane is blocked with the sinkhole repair work. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Partly cloudy skies today with a high of 87. Afternoon thunderstorms tomorrow with a high of 85. For Monday, sunshine, a high of 71. Mostly sunny on Tuesday, high 76. Some clouds on Wednesday with a high of 84. Heading to 87 this afternoon, 6:36 on the Saturday morning update.
Hi, this is Simon Hamilton, co-host of the Wise Investor Show on WMAL. If you miss our show on Sundays from 9 to 10 a.m., you can still stay connected with up-to-date financial news. Just log on to thewiseinvestorgroup.com to listen to the latest Sunday Wise Investor shows and our midweek update podcasts. Stay connected and stay informed.
Simon Hamilton and the Wise Investor Group are affiliated with Robert W. Baird & Company, Incorporated. Call 866-758-9473 or log on to thewiseinvestorgroup.com and resolve to become a better informed, wise investor.
Andro 400 Max. Man, that's a game changer. You know, I don't eat as much as I used to, and I don't miss it, and I don't feel deprived. I've lost 37 pounds, and the spare tire around my waist is gone. I mean, it's gone. Plus, I've got a lot more energy. You know, I couldn't be happier.
Now, listen to what Bill said about Andro 400.
I have tried all kind of different things to lose weight for years, and this thing is crazy. I've lost 20-something pounds. This is the best product I've ever tried. I don't get the urge anymore for sweets. It's amazing.
Guys, do you want to curb your appetite, lose fat, and feel great? Then try Andro 400, the natural testosterone booster that melts belly fat. Call 1-888-400-0435, 888-400-0435, or go to andro400.com, andro400.com.
This is the Saturday Morning Update on 105.9 FM and AM 630, Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Saturday Morning Update, WMAL. Great to have you with us, and always great to have Jennifer Harper join us. She writes Inside the Beltway at the Washington Times. Good morning.
Good morning, Rick.
All right, interesting story out of Hollywood that you're covering this week, and that is Jon Voight, Hollywood icon. Surprisingly, a conservative in Hollywood, and he has put out a pro-Trump video this week that is really, as they say, gone viral.
Oh, yes, indeed. This is just such an interesting story because Jon Voight is still very, very active as an actor in Hollywood, and a lot of people follow him. He's been in lots and lots of movies and might even be in a Reagan movie soon. We'll see about that. But all that aside, Jon Voight has totally swept social media and showed them how to do it. This is very interesting for a gentleman who is 80 years old. A lot of people don't know that, but he is. He kind of rocked the political landscape because out of nowhere, Rick, he released a pair of very terse videos, and he did it on Twitter. And this is kind of, you never know what's going to happen on Twitter, but he really hit the jackpot on these because these were absolutely pro-Trump. Unapologetic, very to the point, and this is delivered by an Oscar-winning actor. So you got to remember, a person who delivers messages that are pro-Trump, who's an Oscar-winning actor, has a lot of charisma on camera. So, you know, he urged and warned Americans literally not to be fooled by the political left, and they, he said they had nothing but absurd words of destruction. And he just praised Donald Trump as the best United States president since Abraham Lincoln. Now, of course, this has been going on, been online for a while, and it's still up if you want to, anyone is curious about this. But he really knew how to deliver a maximum message, Rick, in minimal time, because these were two short videos, as they often are on social media, and they only run for 1 minute and 26 seconds. And here's the numbers on this. Within 36 hours, he had 9 million views on that. 9 million people looked at those videos, which tells you a lot about not only the delivery, but also the content. And here's just a couple more. he had something like 200,000 likes in that time, and it was retweeted 75,000 times and drew 50,000 comments in the short amount of time. And you have to also remember that a lot of political strategists can only dream of such buzz and influence that happened so quickly. But that's the way it works now, and John Voight kind of stepped up to the plate, and he had a lot of people who were giving him applause for being pretty fearless. And it was interesting, the media reaction here. Rick, you would think that they would, a couple people had a lot of snarky things to say, all the predictable folks, but actually the industry publications gave him some very surprising, straightforward coverage. And this is, for example, what the Hollywood Reporter said. They said, an outspoken conservative in Hollywood, Voight has posted video messages to his Twitter followers. They also point out that he frequently appeared at events hosted by Friends of Abe. If you don't know who they are, they are a private conservative group in Hollywood representing those rare conservatives. And also, let's look at Deadline Hollywood, another industry source. They say John Voight has long been a supporter of President Donald Trump, but now he's taken that admiration to another level. The 80-year-old Academy Award winner has posted a series of Twitter videos that he hopes will galvanize Republican support for Trump before the 2020 presidential campaign, and he certainly did just that.
I'd love to see Kimmel or Colbert invite him on. That would be an interesting it would be an interesting time.
Indeed.
So John Voight is 80. We have a couple of Democrats in their 70s running for president. How do the other Democrats feel about that?
Believe it or not, it's not playing so well. Let's talk about this. You got to remember we have 24 candidates at the moment for the Democratic choice for president, and it's complicated, and it's getting even more complicated, Rick. And, of course, this early in the morning, I've got a Pew Research Center poll here, but it's a significant one. It's of 6,000 Democrats. And here is what Pew Research Center has to say about the Democrats. They say when asked about the ideal age for a president, 88% of Democrats prefer someone in their 40s through their 60s, with almost half saying that the best age for a president is in their 50s. Two of the Democratic Party's best-known candidates, Joe Biden and Bernie Sanders, are in their 70s, yet only 3% of Democrats and Democrat-leaning independents say that this is the best age range for a president, and just 6% say it would be ideal for a president to be in their 30s. So there you go. Not a big round of applause for the 70-year-olds. We'll see what happens, but that's what Pew Research has to say. From 6,000 Democrats, only 3% would want a president in their 70s.
Be interesting to see how this all plays out in the debates, and they are coming up a lot faster than we think.
Oh, my gosh, the clock is ticking on all of this, and I think a lot of people might think that the presidential race, oh, it's off in the future somewhere. Well, it's not, because the first Democratic presidential debate is less than a month off, Rick. Think about that. It's scheduled for June 26th and 27th in Miami. It'll be hosted by NBC, MSNBC, and Telemundo, and the hopefuls are already rehearsing. And I bring this up because they are borrowing a page out of their Republican playbook. Listen to this. This is coming from Politico. They say that the first debate has sparked a Democratic scramble. The candidates still don't know whom they will be debating against or even which day they will be on the stage. And at least a half dozen major candidates have begun to block out time or lighten their schedules to prepare. They're taking telephone calls in conference rooms. Their advisors are peppering them with potential questions. The candidates are practicing tightening their answers, cognizant of the 7 to 10 minutes of total speaking time they will expect to be allotted. Again, this is coming from Politico. I thought it was a really smart smart piece that they put in here. But anyway, here's the GOP part. They are watching clips of the 2016 Republican presidential primary debates way back when to familiarize themselves with the dynamics of debating on a crowded stage. So, again, the clock is ticking. And, you know, it's interesting to remember, too, that there were only 17 Republican hopefuls running in 2016. Now there are 24 Democrats going to try to somehow get on the stage over two nights. Who knows what's going to happen? But there will be a dozen sanctioned debates. So as a lot of people have said to me, get out the popcorn and buckle up, everybody. Should be interesting.
It's going to be interesting to see if the S word comes up in the debate. That being socialism. And I can imagine people all over the country are sort of confused as to what that really means.
Well, that's right, because, you know, the media has joined in about the just carrying on about socialism. There's a lot of culture pieces about it and the rebirth of socialism. And I even wrote a story earlier this year about how it's the she thing to do up in Brooklyn, that it's considered sexy to be socialism up there. But all of that aside, you know, we've had a couple of these polls that are saying that 4 out of 10 Americans are okay with socialism. And so you have to wonder, do they really know what socialism is? And a lot of people think that they don't. And one of the smartest analysis I saw that came from Matthew Continetti. He is the editor-in-chief of the Washington Free Beacon. And he says socialism is in vogue because no one is sure what it is. Now, that's a brilliant thing to say. He says the classic definition of abolishing private property, a planned economy, and collective ownership of the means of production no longer applies. He says more people today believe that socialism means equality rather than government control. 6% told Gallup that socialism is talking to people or being social. That's what they think it is. And the same Gallup poll found that 40% of the public has a positive view of socialism, however you define it. And also, Gallup discovered that large majorities are in favor of the free market leading the way in innovation, the distribution of wealth, the economy overall, and wages, and smaller majorities for free market approaches to higher education and healthcare. Americans are very bad socialists. And that's what Mr. Continetti is saying. And he's pointing out that all of the ideas about the free market, we still think about that stuff. Anyway, he goes on to say the socialists know this. They know that Americans are not really quite sure what socialism is. So he says that's why their most prominent spokesman frame their domestic agendas in the language of the welfare state and social democracy, even as they celebrate, excuse, or defend socialist authoritarians abroad. So if you're wondering why there's so much yak about socialism, some people say it's because people really don't know what it is.
Ask them how that's working out for them down in Cuba these days with the rationing and the real financial crisis they have there.
Yeah. Well, you know, Rick, it's interesting, too, that the Trump campaign has gotten in on this, and they have launched a Reject Socialism petition. So we'll see.
Oh, let the games begin. So tomorrow is Sunday, of course, and Franklin Graham has a message.
Yes, he does indeed. This is an interesting phenomenon. I don't know if our listeners know, but Reverend Franklin Graham has been praying for President Trump since 2016, and he has asked the nation to pray for the president tomorrow. And it's interesting how this has resonated around the country, because at the moment 300 prominent members of the clergy, activists, association leaders, a lot of high profile folks have all signed on. They've actually signed a vow with the pastor, Franklin Graham, that they will pray tomorrow for President Trump. And some of the people on that are Liberty University President Jerry Falwell, Michelle Bachman, Focus on the Family founders James and Shirley Dobson, Mike Huckabee, Priests for Life founder Father Frank Pavone, Turning Point Ministries, David Jeremiah, the Family Research Council, President Tony Perkins, and Faith and Family Coalition Chairman Ralph Reed, a Duck Dynasty Patriarch Phil Robinson. A lot of folks remember him. But you have to remember that these people all represent a whole lot of other people, because the Faith and Freedom Coalition, they have over 1 million members. So they've all heard about this. And Mr. Falwell is not mincing any words here. He said President Trump's enemies continue to try everything to destroy him, his family, and the presidency. In the history of our country, no president has been attacked as he has. I believe the only hope for him and this nation is God. This is a critical time for America. We're on the edge of a precipice. Time is short. We need to pray for God to intervene. We need to ask God to protect, strengthen, encourage, and guide the president. And even as he was saying this, and he announced this again on social media, on Facebook and elsewhere, The leading national trend on Twitter was a hashtag that said Trump resign now. Anyway, Mr. Falwell says, we asked that pastors would lead their congregations in praying for the president, that Sunday schools and other groups would join together and pray, and that individuals and families across the country would have a special focus on praying for the president this day. And it's an interesting phenomenon, something to watch.
Jennifer Harper, Inside the Beltway at the Washington Times. Thank you so much.
It's my pleasure, Rick. Thanks a lot.
It's 6:50. It is the Saturday morning update on WMAL. John Matthews will be coming up with the 7 o'clock news on WMAL. Have the very latest on the shooting at the Virginia Beach Municipal Center that left 12 dead plus the shooter. Again, John Matthews will have more details on that at 7 o'clock this morning. Right now, a check of the traffic and weather with Michelle Murray in the WMAL Traffic Center.
In Maryland on 95 southbound at 212, the serious accident activity continues. All lanes are still blocked. Lots of emergency equipment on the scene there. And also we are getting reports of a couple of accidents on the Beltway, one on the inner loop at River Road, another one on the inner loop at Georgia Avenue, so use caution there. In Virginia, watch for a work zone right now on northbound 395 between Seminary Road and King Street. They are in the two center lanes, and that is starting to cause a bit of a slowdown. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Partly cloudy today. We'll have a high of 87 for tomorrow. Look for about the same thing, high of 85 with a chance of some afternoon thunderstorms on Sunday. Sunshine Monday cools down to 71. Sunny on Tuesday, a high of 76, and some clouds Wednesday, back up in the mid-80s on Wednesday. 6:51 now on the Saturday morning update.
Washington's Mall, WMAL, where Washington comes to talk.
It is 6:51 on the Saturday morning update. I'm Rick Fowler. Thank you for joining us this morning. And it's interesting when you see the way certain media outlets just love to attack President Trump. And a perfect example here. There is a headline, CNN.com this morning. The headline reads, Trump tells the Sun Meghan Markle is nasty. So if you see that headline, you're like, what? Why is Trump doing that? What's that about? Well, if you look at the BBC headline about the same interview, it doesn't mention the Meghan Markle comment in the headline. They focus more on the president and who's coming next in terms of prime minister in the UK. Well, here's what happened. It was an interview with The Sun. The president was confronted by comments made by Meghan Markle, the Duchess of Sussex. Now, this was ahead of the 2016 election, and you may or may not remember this, but she was speaking on the nightly show with Larry Wilmore in 2016. Markle called Trump misogynistic and said his politics are divisive, saying that she would move to Canada if he won the presidency. So she fired the first shot over that bow. Well, when Trump was asked about it by The Sun in the interview at the end of the week, Trump responded, quote, I didn't know that she was nasty. I hope she is okay. And then he sort of buried the hatchet as he continued. He said, I'm sure she will go excellently as a royal. She will be very good. So he actually had some positive comments to say. But, of course, CNN focusing on the headline. And, you know, preaching to the choir here, I guess, but that's just one example. I get my little text alerts from the Washington Post, and it just always cracks me up because, like, what are they going after him on this time? You know, what do they got this time? And that's basically that's all I get from the Post anymore. It's sad. It's but nature of the beast in today's American politics. 6:54 now on the Saturday morning update.
The lowest fee in real estate is coming soon to Washington, D.C. There's no longer any reason to pay 6% to sell your home. Introducing Rex. Rex sells homes for the lowest fee in the industry. 2%.
total, saving thousands of dollars per transaction. With Rex, you get a full-service team backed by technology. They don't market homes the way traditional agents do. Rex uses advanced digital marketing tactics to directly target hundreds of qualified buyers to your home the moment it goes on the market. And Rex charges only 2% total, not the 6% commission your local broker expects. Get started now by calling 833-REX-HOME. That's 833-REX-HOME. Since 2015, Rex has saved homeowners millions of dollars in fees across California, Texas, New York, and Colorado. Now it's your time, Washington, D.C., to sign on for a simplified and cost-savings approach to buying or selling a home. To get started, call now at 833-REX-HOME. That's 833-REX-HOME. Rex Real Estate Exchange, Incorporated.
John Gibson here. The co-chairman of J.P. Morgan warned that a deep correction, like 40%, could hit the stock market at any time. Don't lose 40%. Diversify. My friends at Noble Gold Investments can help. Add gold or silver to your IRA or 401k rollover accounts.
The stock market has been dipping the last few weeks with all the China trade negotiations. Don't risk your investment. Listen to John Gibson and protect your portfolio with solid investments like gold and silver. Don't miss out. Get the free investment guide now. Dial pound 250 now and say Noble Gold 10. Just dial pound 250 on your cell phone and say the word Noble Gold 10 to be connected now and get the free investment guide. Or go to NobleGoldInvestments.com. Individual results may vary. Invest wisely. Get the free investment guide now. Dial pound 250 on your phone now and say Noble Gold 10. Take John's advice and protect your portfolio. Dial pound 250 on your phone now and say Noble Gold 10.
This is a special notice to all U.S. taxpayers. It's good news for all Americans who owe back taxes to the IRS or state and cannot afford to pay them back. The IRS is now making it easier to settle delinquent tax problems through a federal program called the Fresh Start Initiative due to the financial hardship many are facing throughout the country. Qualifying for this program will settle your delinquent tax problem, end all collections, and may even reduce your back taxes by thousands of dollars. For this free information and to see if you qualify, call the hotline at People's Tax Relief by dialing 1-800-269-3394. If you owe back taxes and cannot afford to pay them, there's no need to worry. You may now qualify to settle your delinquent tax problems and save thousands of dollars. To see if you qualify and to get this important free information, call 1-800-269-3394. 1-800-269-3394. That's 1-800-269-3394.
6:57 on the Saturday morning update, and a couple of notes for you. It's being reported across international media that North Korea's nuclear envoy has been executed as part of a purge of officials involved in the failed summit between the U.S. and North Korea. Source claims that he was punished along with four other foreign ministry executives. One report has him being executed by a firing squad. Other members of the foreign ministry who were in those negotiations reportedly have been sent to hard labor camps. But they do caution at the BBC. They caution that these reports coming out of North Korea are very hard to verify. The Secretary of State has said he's attempting to get verification. But again, that's a report from a source in South Korea reported in South Korean newspapers. 7 o'clock hour is coming up on WMAL. We're going to kick it off with John Gizzi. He'll have a read for us on the Robert Mueller press statement this week. Elton John has made some interesting comments about Brexit, and we'll cover those with John Gizzi, because, of course, President Trump is headed there tomorrow, leaving tomorrow. We'll be joined by Cheryl Atkinson. She is the host of Full Measure. We'll get her impressions of the Robert Mueller statement and what she would have asked him had he done a press conference. Also coming up on the Saturday morning update, we'll talk with Lieutenant Colonel Tony Schaefer, and North Korea will be on the agenda, along with Iran and the investigation of the investigators. And KT McFarland is on the way. We'll talk about the European elections coming up and those new tariffs on Mexican goods, as well as the China trade war. Stay with us.
WMAL, first thing each morning.
Can you believe this news today?
Mary and Vince.
You just cannot make this stuff up, Vince.
Lisa Baden traffic.
I have several accidents now.
Wake up.
It's hilarious.
With WMAL.
Hi, this is Brian Wilson at The Hybrid Agent, where we sell homes for a flat fee of $500 up front
and just 0.5% commission at closing. With our hybrid model, we've successfully negotiated over 1,000 contracts, saving our clients over $50 million. And our partnership with Keller Williams means you get a full-service MLS listing with access to the nation's largest referral network. Check us out at thehybridagent.com. Real simple, real savings, real results. That's thehybridagent.com.
Looking for the key to a successful retirement? You found it. Join Abe and Shelley Abish for Retirement Key Radio, Saturdays at 2 here on WMAL.
WMAL-FM Woodbridge, WMAL Washington.
105.9 FM and AM 630. WMAL Washington. A Cumulus station. Where Washington comes to talk.